Body Language and Mind. Good morning, everyone. In today's lecture, I'd like to focus on how our body language reveals who we are. We're really fascinated with body language and particularly interested in other people's body language. You know, we are sometimes interested in an awkward interaction or a smile or a contemptuous glance or maybe a very awkward wink or handshake. So what kind of body language am I talking about? I'm interested in power dynamics, that is, the non-verbal expressions of power and dominance. And what are non-verbal expressions of power and dominance? Well, this is what they are. In the animal kingdom, non-verbal expressions of power and dominance are about expanding. So you make yourself big, you stretch out, you take up space, and you're basically opening up. And humans do the same thing. So they do this when they are feeling powerful in the moment. And this one is especially interesting because it really shows us how universal and old these expressions of power are. For example, when athletes cross the finish line and they've won, it doesn't matter if they've never seen anyone do it. They do this. So, the arms are up in a V sign, the chin is slightly lifted. But what do we do when we feel powerless? We do exactly the opposite. We close up. We make ourselves small. We don't want to bump into the person next to us. And this is what happens when you put together high and low power. So what we tend to do when it comes to power is that we complement the other's non-verbals. What I mean is, if someone is being really powerful with us, we tend to make ourselves smaller. We don't mirror them. We do the opposite. I'm watching this behaviour in the classroom, and guess what I have noticed? I noticed that MBA students really exhibit the full range of power non-verbals. They get right into the middle of the room before class even starts, like they really want to occupy space. When they sit down, they are sort of spread out. They raise their hands high. You have other people who are virtually collapsing when they come in. As soon as they, I mean other people, come in, you see it. You see it on their faces and their bodies. And they sit with their chairs and they make themselves tiny. And they will not fully stretch their arms when they raise their hands.